We want to pick up the people in the urban environment to be able to, say, conserve Alabama. Oh, that's those farmers here and the landowners and the timber producers and the, that do things here in Alabama. So we know who they are. Let's buy their products locally grown in our grocery stores.
It sounds like the biggest idea behind all of this is to make sure that the word gets out to everybody in the state of Alabama what is going on with our farmers, landowners, that they are taking care of the land.
You are correct. And it goes all the way back to urban conservation. When you have a landowner, small house owner here in a large city, you know, they may go put 100 pounds of fertilizer on less than a quarter of an acre, and that's too much. So we're targeting those the little bitty landowner now.
Now, this event that you had a cross-section of folks here. You had a lot of different folks here.
Oh, we had school children here. We have farmers. We have urban people here in the city of Montgomery. We're right here on the Alabama River. No better spot to promote conservation in Alabama.
So bottom line is, basically, we want to get the word out what everybody's doing to make sure that this land and this state will be around and well-preserved for many, many years down the road.
You are correct. That is what has moved our state forward, is conservation, starting back in the 30s, when Alabama was a barren state where we had overfarmed and not put conservation on the farmland here. And our rivers were polluted, our lakes were polluted, and now we have clean water to drink and to fish in.